USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The nation's capital is on lockdown as Washington, D.C. prepares for Wednesday's inauguration. But some security experts are warning that state capitals across the country are at more risk of violence than the nation's capital. Former FBI Assistant Director Chris Zwecker tells Fox News that the state capitals could be the softer targets for those intending on committing violence on Inauguration Day.
So everybody's calling for, looking for trouble now. Everybody is expecting and predicting disaster and that sort of thing. I'm more concerned, really, about what's happening in our nation's capital, the capitals of the states, the capital cities. I think those are going to be the softer targets for people who don't want to travel to D.C., understand that it's buttoned down. And then that is a hit-or-miss proposition when it comes to the police departments and whether they're enabled and funded and capable of dealing with that kind of problem.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows only $5 more. 60 day money back guarantee, 10 year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
States continue to hope for more doses of coronavirus vaccine as word came Friday that the federal government would be releasing all doses that it had been holding back to ensure that second shots could be delivered. Colorado Governor Jared Polis says he hopes that the new administration is able to get production ramped up and deliver even more doses to the states. He tells Fox News that at the current rate of vaccine distribution, it will take a long time to get the needed number of shots for his state.
Bottom line, you know, state of Colorado, 5.7 million people, our pro rata amount of vaccines, 77,000. Other states with more people get a little bit more, with less people get a little bit less. But when you do the math as a nation, that'll take far too long to vaccinate everybody. I hope that President-elect Biden is successful in the effort to have 100 million people protected, doses in arms in the first 100 days. That's a stretch, but it's good to set a stretch goal. And I hope that Pfizer and Moderna really step up their manufacturing. And hopefully Johnson & Johnson will come online with an effective vaccine soon, too.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke Sunday to troops at Fort Drum in upstate New York. Pence noted that the trip would be his last as Vice President of the United States. He thanked the assembled troops for their service to the country and touted the military accomplishments of the Trump administration.
From the first day of our administration, we've worked with members of Congress in both parties to make the strongest fighting force in history stronger still. 4 years ago, we inherited a military that had been hollowed out by devastating budget cuts. Our troops hadn't seen a significant pay raise in nearly a decade, and there were reports that readiness was even being impacted with a lack of equipment and supplies. Our NATO allies weren't meeting the basic commitments they'd made to our common defense. And in the Middle East, Iran was resurgent, and the terrorist organization ISIS controlled a landmass larger than Pennsylvania. But under the leadership of President Donald Trump, we've rebuilt our military. We've restored the arsenal of democracy and enacted the largest increases in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan.
And the Los Angeles Chargers have found their next head coach, reportedly hiring Rams defensive coordinator Brandon Staley to fill their coaching vacancy. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.